Carrick football season countdown continues. Time now to talk all things Lara, and lucky enough to be joined not only in the studio but also on the phone. Firstly, in the studio, a man who's come on board this year, club great at Lara, of course, great record also at Inverleigh, spent some time with Werribee and is now back in the blue and white hoops as co-coach with Tony Armstrong, Shane Stone. Rock, good to have you in the K-Rock studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. Good to be here.
And on the phone from the Sunshine Coast, where he's got the one wood out and has been whacking it around one of the beautiful courses up there, the man who is entering his second year as coach of the Lara Football Club, Tony Armstrong. Tony, thanks for joining us.
G'day, Kingy. Thanks for having me, Rock. Good to speak to you, mate.
All right, let's start. Tony, last year you went it alone, tough year, 1-17. Did you sort of come away from the season thinking you just might have needed some off-field help in terms of another voice to guide the ship?
Yeah, really good question. And to answer that properly, I guess the way to go about it is talk about the headspace I was in before I took it on. And I just had no idea what it took to be a senior coach of a club in such a strong comp. And I guess I took it on, and probably halfway through the year, I was absolutely spent, running on absolute fumes. To your question, absolutely needed that other strong off-field co-coach position filled, because it's... as Jace Davenport had as well at North Shore, it's a really tough job to do on your own when you're coaching, and the more support, the more quality support you can get around you, the better.
So was Shane somebody you identified, or was it somebody at the club who suggested Rock as being the ideal person to come in?
Well, in my first year, Rock was our midfield coach, and he and I really hit it off. Obviously, being a club great. Someone who'd had a lot of success with Lara, and then went away to the VFL system, and I'm speaking like I'm an old pro, but cut his teeth even more in the coaching world there. He was someone from the absolute get go who we identified as someone who would only improve, I guess, the state of play from a coaching position. From a coaching perspective, and when he flagged interest in it as well, it was just it pretty much happened really organically from there.
Rock, talk to us about the approach, and did it take you long to say yes, or is it something you had to weigh up?
No, it didn't take me long to say yes, but it was sort of one where I was in limbo a little bit. We had the Werribee thing, and then they had a change of coach, and there was different expectations put on the coaches as far as an earlier time slot you had to get there. So it was probably something when you've got a full-time job as well, I couldn't commit to. And so it was sort of, what are you going to do next? And then it was funny. The approach was I'd had spoken to a few clubs about potentially coaching, gone through a few interviews. And
Can I just butt in there? Was
yep.
Inverleigh a club that approached you to go back there?
Inverleigh was a club that approached me, so I was unsuccessful in getting the job there. But that's okay. They wanted a playing coach,
yep.
and understood that. And it was sort of this virtually happened the day before. Shane Bennett rang me up and just said, "Do you want to catch up for a coffee in the next morning?" And I just thought he wanted to just cut the wind a little bit. And yep. then, he said, "How would you go coaching your sons?" And I went, I've done it before, and I reckon I'll be okay. And
yep.
and then that's when we spoke about the co-coaching role, and because there's two of us, I don't think it's an issue. Tony can look after their headspace, and then I'll just focus on what I need to focus on, and that side of it. And then it sort of that was the interest there. And then as soon as he sort of asked me, I said, "Yeah, I'm very interested in doing it." It was something that but when Adrian left, I also put my hand up to do the job then, and I think got overlooked. Had to go and then went to Werribee, and I think it was probably the best thing yep. that I'd done. And it was always, I went to Werribee to, you go to the higher levels if you want to go further into the AFL system, and I probably positioned in my life that wasn't an option. It was yep. more just about building the resume so that you're going to get an opportunity to coach your own side,
yep.
In your own right again. And, that, and yeah, so once the opportunity was there, then I I jumped at it.
Tony, how much pressure has that taken off you over this pre-season, and how much easier, I suppose, it has it been, not only because it's your second pre-season in charge, but to have somebody like Shane by your side, and I suppose it's not all falling on your shoulders?
Mate, I mean, I guess I didn't really realise how hard it was properly until the year finished, and you know, you kind of take that big, deep breath and you go, gee whiz, I am, you know, buggered. I was absolutely spent, completely cooked. You know, making the commute down from Melbourne is always hard. You know, sort of the three times a week in the pre-season and then sort of having to leave work early. So, you know, like you're juggling a lot of different things, and then you have the pressure valve released exponentially when someone like Rock comes on. I mean, I guess the level of professionalism and I guess where he's been from a coaching perspective, he really brings that, I guess, professionalism back to the footy club, and we've got a really clear and distinct plan about how we want to try to teach the boys and how we want to try to train the boys and areas that they need to improve on. And these are all things that probably lacked a little bit last year, because we were probably a little bit thin from, I guess, a personnel point of view. But then you get that extra body in, and it just, you know, it just makes it so much easier, I guess, from selfishly from my perspective, but also the product that we're delivering from a coaching perspective is far better as well, I think.
Rock, what's been the focus of the pre-season? And did you get to see much of Lara last year and able to, I suppose, have some input to Tony in terms of, right, this is what I saw as an outsider. I think there's some areas that we can improve on that will make us more competitive.
Yeah, I think I saw probably a handful of games, got down to watch a few times, and I reckon, you know, probably one of the things, and when I sat down with Tone at the start of the year, we identified that defence is a big issue. You know, being scored against, we were probably way too easy to score against, and there was a plan on you know, how they wanted to defend, but it was probably more about, well, how do we teach them that? So we bought some drills, and I was lucky enough to have Sam Collins in the back group last year at Werribee, and he had some fantastic.
So you're taking all the credit for him being on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I'll take a bit of that. So if he does hear this at any time.
Over the course of this year, King, you'll get to know that Rock is just very good at this kind of stuff. It's great.
Yeah, so the and he had some great ideas. So we picked his brain last year. He was virtually the backline coach and I was his assistant last year. So that was probably, if you ask him, that's how it would have worked. And it was probably right, because, I mean, I'd never done the back stuff before. So we identified that the defence was a big issue, and also probably ball movement,
yep,
another one. You know, like skill-wise, we've got a lot of young, talented players that probably don't consistently can't hit those targets every time. So a brand of footy and how we want to play, we just want to move the ball a bit quicker and get them to back themselves a little bit rather than have to try and look for that perfect one. So ball movement and probably, you know, defence. And then obviously fitness was another thing that was really a strong message, I guess, coming from the playing group as well, that they needed to get fitter as a group, and hence we got Marcus Forbes on board to look after that side of it.
Tony, last year 1-17, it's been a tough few years. How have you kept the group enthused and, I suppose, made sure that you can, you know, the guys keep coming back knowing that they're going to have to work hard to compete?
I guess I'm an eternal optimist, which is probably lucky given I guess, our results over the last 3 years. However, we've got such a resilient, young, strong group. And from their perspective, I think they're only one or two wins, good wins away from, you know, going on a snowball. And I think quite a lot of them realise that as well. So from our perspective, it's more about, I guess, trying to make sure that they don't think it's going to happen, and they realise that you have to put the work in, and that the work in that you put is going to be the thing that gives you the results. The results aren't just going to come by fluke or by chance, because, you know, the comp's just too good. You don't luckily win a game. You win a game because you were a better side than the other one.
All right, list changes. Obviously, much has been made of Alex Johnson, who no doubt you have a link with, Tony, from your time in Sydney. We know about his story with his numerous knee reconstructions, but has aligned himself to Lara when not required at the Northern Blues. Do you think you'll see him at all, or is it unlikely that once he's right to play, you'll just slot straight into the Northern Blues VFL side?
I'll take this on, Rock. Selfishly, I'd like to say we might see him sort of 3 or 4 games, but I think from his point of view, we just hope that he plays the highest level possible. And as a friend, I want him to get back on an AFL list. And whatever role the Lara Footy Club can play in that, we will do, because we're about our people first. And if we can be part of getting Alex back onto an AFL list in any way, then we will do it 100% of the time.
Rock, Aaron Black, the club was hoping to have him on board, but it appears, unfortunately, that's fallen through and he won't be aligned to Lara, although it's probably unlikely he's going to play much GFL footy anyway.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit disappointing. It's something that's come to light in the last day or so, that I think Shane's been working with Aaron, and then he's opted to not nominate us as his local for the year, which is disappointing when we thought we had him on board.
Well, it looks like St Joseph's is the club in the box seat for that one. Jaron McCormick, also looks like you've lost your reigning best and fairest. Colac have come in, and where he's played some footy previously, and it looks like he's heading back down the highway for to continue his footy.
Yeah, another one that's in the last probably week or two, which it hasn't been. We've sort of had a little bit of a month that we'd rather forget, with a few other personal things going on with our group. But this is one that's probably upset the group a little bit. We understand that, you know, Jaron wanted to sort of look for some success and that sort of thing. But he's another one that probably can't look behind, and the scars from over the last few years, you know, the work that we have to do going forward. And he felt that the road was better for him to move on. And we totally understand that. Probably what hurts us a little bit is that we're going to have to play against him for the year, which is not ideal.
On the positive side, Taywan Robertson comes back. Former talented junior, went to Newtown and Chilwell, but decided to return to the Snake Pit.
Yeah, we've got a couple of young guys come back. He was a fantastic junior for us, and sort of left during the under 18 or 19s when he moved away. And to get him back, it's fantastic for the group. I think it's something that we've been looking at, trying to get those guys that have left back in the club. And he was always sort of at the top end, you know, in the Falcons program with the under 15s and 16s through there, and he was one of the top enders at that. He didn't end up making the 18 list, I don't think, but he's got a lot of upside, and he's probably had a little bit of an issue with his body when he was at Newtown. Didn't really get a run at it either, so he seems pretty sound at the moment. He seems like he's enjoying his footy again, and hopefully we get a fair bit out of him. And he's sort of right on the age bracket of a lot of our young guys, so it's, you know, he's come at a good time for us to start building around that young group.
Bailey Ettridge is a Lara junior, comes back as a one-pointer, but you're still in the midst of I wouldn't say dispute, but a clearance discussion with North Shore, where he's contracted for this year.
Yeah. So we're trying to work through that at the moment. We want to, you know, we want to do the right thing and work with North Shore and try and make it. We don't want it to turn out to be messy. At the end of the day, it's just more about Bailey wanting to play with his brother and a few of his mates and that sort of thing, and come back home, so his mum and dad can watch the brothers play at the same ground. They got another one, Jaden, I think, is down to Polo Bay, and so they're spread out sort of all over the space, and this gives them an opportunity to play together. And yeah, we don't want Bailey to not play for the year, so, you know, we know what North Shore are going through and all that sort of thing. I think they've got a lot of issues with Sam and what's happened there also, but, you know, we want to try and work with them to sort of make sure Bailey can play with us for the year.
Yep, using a family connection for Max Cos to come in from Leopold. Will you see much of him? He's got basketball commitments. I think he plays at a fairly decent representative level with the Supercats.
Yeah, we're hoping to. He's still sort of in two minds about which way he's going to go. He's really keen. He's enjoying the group. He's enjoying his training. One of the things Max just loves training, and he sort of said that if basketball is a little bit hard this year and he doesn't end up playing, then he's definitely playing next year. I think this is just to finish off what he's doing. He's yep. You know, his work rate is second to none. He's been in basketball all his life, I guess, so he just wants to make sure he finishes that off right. But we're hoping that we're going to see a fair bit of him. So.
And Jack Marshall, who was aligned last year, has had some time at Werribee's from up in the Southern Riverina, up Deniliquin Way, played TAC Cup with the Murray Bush Rangers, comes in. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, he's been fantastic. His leadership skills and also the way he goes about it, he's really enjoying training because he hasn't done a pre-season for the last 3 years. He missed last year with a knee. The year before that, he didn't do a pre-season and just started playing and then did another knee. So he is really, what he's bought is a training standard, and he's been able to, I think he's only maybe 20, 21, and he's just been able to really lead our young blokes and give them something to look for, as well as being such a nice young fella as well. And he's just got that country feel about him where you sit down, and the reason he's sort of playing with us is that he's mindset is that if he lives in the town, then he wants to play for that town, and so he was an easy get.
Yep.
But he's also been fantastic. So he's probably an inside mid, very strong. He's got a bit of a bull about him with a raking left foot. So we're hoping for big things from him for the year.
He's adopted the old "Live Lara, Play Lara" motto that
yes.
the club's been using.
Yeah, he has.
Your first month: Bell Park, Newtown and Chilwell, Grovedale, and St Albans. So four sides that finished outside the top five last year. You obviously look at that as a month of opportunity.
Yeah, we probably do. We went into the year and we focused mainly on April 6th. So our preparation is all about Bell Park, and we're not looking too far past that. We're really unsure of how the group is going to bond and gel and how long they're going to take to click. We know we've got a lot of young, talented players. We're probably not going to get as many practice matches in as we would have liked, but yeah, it's an opportunity to see how we're going to go for the year, that's for sure. And if we can get away, like Tone said earlier, if we can get away and get a win early and get a bit of momentum, I think the group will just grow from that. And even if it's not a win, but just get some consistent performances where we're really competitive.
Yep. Winchelsea, you've already had a hit out against, and Waverley Blues on March 23. Is that all you're doing in terms of your practice matches?
Well, it was, but Waverley Blues has just pulled out on us. So we're sort of going to, I was going to touch base with you, but we're looking for one for the 23rd
okay.
now. So, yeah. So
I know no other coaches will be listening to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so if anyone out there is looking for one for the 23rd, I know Queenscliff were looking for one for this weekend, but we couldn't help them out there. But yeah, so that's ideally we'd like that one. To Winchelsea, we learn a lot. We didn't play that well, but we learn a lot about the young group and how we need to set up and the style of footy. And I think we learned, you know, we had a little bit of vision out of that, and we've taken them through some ball movement stuff that they need to get better at. And we've looked at, how we defend as well. So I think they're opportunities where we can teach them moving forward and how we train that next phase, getting ready for round one.
Well, Rock, Tony, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Good luck for the year. Tony, good luck up on the Sunshine Coast, and look forward to seeing you come round one.
Nah, thanks, Kingy. Really good to speak to you again. Look forward to listening to chats across the year and looking at you through the box when we're having a bit of a yarn about the big time. But, thanks again for your time, and it was a pleasure coming on.
Good
Cheers.
Stuff. And, Rock, good to talk to you as well. Good luck for the year. Great to have you back coaching in local footy circles.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having us.